Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Carol McKenzie. Here's what's happening. Police say they have the car, but not the driver involved in a hit and run that killed a man near Temple's campus last night. KYW's Tim Jimenez has a story from North Philly.
Here at 8th and Cecil B. Moore, there are pieces of the car and some shattered glass on the street and sidewalk. The victim's shoes were on the road as well. It was around 9 last night when police say a Hyundai was going the wrong way on 8th Street, which is a one-way street, and struck and killed a 27-year-old man here at the intersection. Warren Allen lives in a home on the corner. His surveillance camera captured the horrific moments and the driver getting away.
I had no intentions on stopping. You know, very, very radical.
Allen guesses the driver was going up to 50 miles per hour. Cops say they found the damaged car at 8th and Burks a few blocks away. Police say the victim had a Temple ID on him. A Temple spokesman said they are not commenting until relatives have been notified. Not much snow and ice on the roads in southeastern PA this winter, but that means the savings are piling up at PennDOT. Here's KYW's Mark Abram.
PennDOT's Brad Rudolph says despite the light winter, road crews have been called out about three dozen times to handle a variety of weather-related issues on the highways. He says PennDOT had about $29.5 million budgeted for this winter season and has barely spent a little over a third of that money.
Salt is a good indicator on how big of a winter we're having, and so far this year we've spread a little over 17,000 tons, which, you know, we're on track for the second lowest on record.
The lightest winter in this area was in 1997-98 when PennDOT spread about 14,000 tons of salt. Rudolph says the light winter is a nice bonus.
All this extra money is going to put more crews on the road. It's going to allow us to get to things that we need to get to. And also, we have nice weather now, so we can perform maintenance operations right now instead of going out and doing plowing and salting.
But we don't want to jinx it just yet. The calendar says we still have a little less than 4 weeks of winter to go, so we'll see. A legal battle between the city of Philadelphia and a Catholic foster agency is making its way to the highest court in the land. As KYW's Andrew Kramer tells us, the city won't place foster children with the agency because the agency doesn't allow same-sex couples to be foster parents.
The city says Catholic Social Services violates its non-discrimination policy. A federal appeals court ruled in favor of the city when the Archdiocese of Philadelphia sued the city a few years ago over this. Mayor Kenney tells us he isn't surprised the Supreme Court will now take this case.
I'm positive in that we have a great story to tell and a strong case. Kids need loving adults, and I'm hopeful that the Supreme Court will still recognize the fact that loving adults are the most important thing and not who someone chooses to love or live with.
Lori Windham is senior counsel with the law firm representing CSS, and she said
Catholic Social Services has not stopped couple from becoming foster parents. There are 28 agencies in the city who are out there looking for foster parents, so many options remain open and available.
She says CSS is being unfairly singled out and will eventually have to close for good if the city doesn't change its policy. The Supreme Court will hear the case next term. A Philadelphia man has been charged with murdering a pregnant woman and her unborn child, and police are still looking for another suspect. As KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, the baby's father is also under investigation.
Philadelphia police were called to Temple University Hospital Friday night around 6 for a woman, 7 months pregnant, shot in the chest. She died, and doctors tried to pull out the baby boy, but he also died. Authorities say their deaths are at the hand of 22-year-old Razik Bumpus, who's now been charged with murder and murder of an unborn child, as well as related offenses. The woman is identified as 39-year-old Asan Charmita Rahman. Detectives say her 40-year-old boyfriend and the baby's father was also shot in the chest, but is the one who drove Rahman to the hospital. He is still in critical condition.
Officials are continuing to look for another man they believe was at the scene of the shooting. They say may have been drug-related. They're investigating the boyfriend's involvement as well. Bumpus was arrested about a week ago for strangulation, aggravated assault, and false imprisonment, but posted 10% of a $30,000 bail and was let out. He's also been charged with another assault from earlier this month. That's the All Local. I'm Carol McKenzie. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.